Today is the third Sunday of Advent. In church's liturgy, today is known as the Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete from the Latin word, rejoice. And that comes from all the readings we have today and the prayers. The opening antiphon today said, rejoice. St. Paul, in his second reading, tells us, rejoice. Why do we have to rejoice? From that moment that the messianic prophet Isaiah started giving the messianic messages, to that time, the angels told the shepherds, "But today I'll bring to you news of great tidings that will be of great joy to everybody." There was a time lapse of almost 500 years. So many people were waiting for this coming, the coming of the Lord. So when you hear this word rejoice, of course, rejoice is just a word that carries so many things, a great news in itself. Take the example of maybe you had been applying for a job and then you were waiting. So all of a sudden you hear your phone rings, and then somebody, you pick it, the person at the other end is one of those you went for interview. And then the first thing you hear from the person is, congratulations. Once you hear that, nobody needs to tell you that the news is good. So once you hear congratulations, you know that whatever comes after is a good news. So if somebody tells you, rejoice, you start smiling even before you hear why you should rejoice. So we are called to rejoice today because our salvation is at hand. We are called to rejoice today because the Savior is here. We are called to rejoice because the light has come. And that was what the prophet Isaiah said, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. So we are called to rejoice because God has manifested himself. He is right here. My dear friends in Christ, there are so many other sources of joy. Wealth, health, many other things. But all those, they are just for a time. But this one, the joy that you get from him that is coming, that you have been called to rejoice, is eternal. And one thing we should note is, rejoicing in him does not mean you are out of difficulties. You are called to smile even when you are in difficulties. The reason is you know there is nothing that will happen that will be as big as the God that serves you. There's no problem that is bigger than the God that serves you, and that God is near. Emmanuel, God is here with us. God is with us. That's what John tells us. There's somebody among you whom you have not recognized. He's here. And he tells us, I am the voice. The voice can only make sense when it comes with the word, with a message. And so when the Lord, when himself, he says, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. The word combines with the voice, presents a message. And that is the message that is telling us today, rejoice, because he is here. Have you ever sat back to thank God for the blessings of life? Have you ever sat back to think of those things you receive from God? Or you are so preoccupied with things, difficulties, being concerned about the future, what will happen tomorrow or what will happen next? to the point that you forget that there is somebody among you. That's how we fail to recognize him. When you run through the whole of Advent, the first Sunday of Advent, the Lord Jesus himself said, "Watch out." He asked us to watch. And on the second Sunday of Advent, John himself says, "Prepare." Today, we are asked to rejoice. The whole thing has run a whole circle. And because we are asked to rejoice, we've got to rejoice in him that saves us, the light that has come into the world. This morning, that light will come to you. This morning, that person that John says is among you, whom you have not recognized, will come to you. And will come to you when the Eucharistic minister tells you the body of Christ. And you say, "Amen." That light has come to you. That word that made flesh has come to you. That Redeemer has come to you. And one thing you should always do is that to rejoice doesn't mean hold it here only. Share that with others. The first reading, Prophet Isaiah says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Isaiah chapter 61. So, my dear friends in Christ, to rejoice, you have to also share that with others. And so when the Lord Jesus comes to you this morning at Mass, when you receive him, you have that inner joy, that inner peace, that deep joy that unless you share with others, you will remain there. So you've got to use that to rejoice, to share with others. So the rejoicing here means he is already here. Be glad, because all you had been waiting for all these years has come to pass. Emmanuel, God is with us. And so then, my dear friends in Christ, we always have to ask God to help us to share this joy with others. And once you share it with others, then you make them also to realize that the God we had been waiting for is among us. So to rejoice then here, you have to share the joy with others. We then stand up and profess our faith in God.